One second. Okay, we're both saying when we last left our heroes, as it were, we had a Hakira about Birkasan. And in the Hakira that I said, the good Hakiras come not from someone sitting back and saying, let me look at Hakira, good Hakiras come from the text. And here, you read the beginning of the sugya, as I pointed out, you get one impression of Birkasan Nehemin, that is just a mitzvah, Shevach Loda, Ilulin, like saying Hallel, or Kavachomer from Baruch Achrona, which is clearly just a mitzvah, Be'ach Hashem, has no effect on the food that's already eaten. When you get to the end of the sugya, all of a sudden, it's an iser, meaning the bracha is a matir, and the comparison to Gezel and Ila, etc., are all very, very, are all very evocative of the idea of a matir, that you are being matir, the chefza. So here we have a kafira, as it were, in the nature of birkas. And then do we go with the havmin and the gemara? And sorry, I'm just trying to get a picture of what I put on the board last time so we can have a proper segue. Then I'll put my phone down, but I'm free to support it. But the do we go with the havmin anymore? It's a bit to Shabbat Hashem and take the Lashonos of the Gemara and Isser as a little doctor. So do we say it is fundamentally a mitzvah, meaning it's just a mitzvah like bracha achrona, and the usher is really locked out gun. Ella, the usher is bit more safe, in some sense, everything is usher, and the
Gordon
is like Rashi. Yeah,
Gordon isn't clear.
Yeah, give it a second. Let's see if it resolves itself. Is like Rashi. Is that the svara is that svara lahodos? Not the svara is that it doesn't belong to you. Or do you say that it is really a matir and say the havamina is just a havamina? The havamina is rejected. It's a nice havamina. That's a havamina. We go with the mafskan, and then the svara is more sort of tipshuto. Or this far is more Shuto, maybe that's what we saw in the Lashon of the Ritva there. This far is that it doesn't belong to you, right? Which is probably the simplest way to read. The simplest way to read the Gemara. Okay, the svara is that it doesn't belong to you. Svara is that it doesn't belong to Svara in the Hefta. What was the nafkaminas that we said last time, and then we'll continue. Number one is how to interpret the word Gezel. Do you take the word Gezel to Pshuto? Or do you say, right, Gezel Pshuto, this is the Maharsha, disagreeing with Rashi, and the Ritva, just commenting, is the Gezel of the Chetza, Shel Ochel, or do you say, like Rashi, Rashi's very striking pattern, not the end of the pattern, as we saw, that it's the Gezel of the Bracha, meaning not so much a Gezel as not doing and not fulfilling one's obligation. The next nafkamina we discussed was Onay, where Rashi and most post-communicative Rashi, we'll come back to that, says he is Potter, which makes perfect sense. It's just like all the other brachos, then it's the most Potter thing in the world. However, we saw, I mentioned a bit, there's an awkward also from Yamloi, so the two Rishonim are the Rashi Shans and the Kolbo. The Kolbo is even more explicit, who say that an onin is chaya because of the iser, and then we discuss what about we went to the model of bracha achrona, right? What about the model of bracha achrona? So model of bracha achrona. Clearly, if we're talking about a matir, we should not use the model of bracha achrona. If we are talking about stam a chiyuv of thanking Hashem, then bracha achrona is the ideal matir. And the havamina, bracha achrona is everything. Remember, we decided that the hillel left, it only meant before we get into the competition, but Shana the Gemara, it only meant bracha achrona, or we've got other reports of bracha achrona, we've got also other brachas, all the kalachom of bracha achrona. Lemaskan, it seems to have nothing to do with bracha achrona, but Rashi strikingly on Lamed Hei Lamed Hei says, like as a number of pushes, it was the most obvious thing in the world, the achalatak sif, about bracha rishona. So obviously Rashi just thought it was so pushed that bracha rishona is an extension of bracha achrona. Again, this Rashi is super duper duper lishitase here. Rashi says, be achalatak sif. I noticed also on the Kesef Mishnah, in the beginning of Hilchos Brachos, that was on the most beginning of Sheet 3, he also, and this is also very, very Mishitasa, you know, general portion, very consistent. In general, they are very consistent here. The Kesef Mishnah, the beginning of Hilchos Brachos, struggles with this issue of the Lashon of the Achalta Tzvata Ube Rakta. And he says here, Mishum Dechsev, Rachel, let's say, Smath Ladara, Mishum Dechsev, Achalta Ube Rakta. He says, Avagam, the high curly, and Brach Achron, am I reading? We go, Makom, Yeshlis, Machol, Kersev, Brach Arishona. We can also attach Brach Arishona, obviously, to our body, to this Pasuk. So he also, again, we might have said, Man Yishmita Eitzalar Sinai, but Rashi and the Kesef Mishnah, right, that was Aleph Beis in the brackets, say, Yachalik Siv, and what are the nafkaminas of that? The nafkamina of that, at least for Rashi is what about the Maisa Amechayev Bracha Rishona, says Rashi, this is Rashi's nafkamina, Rashi says Achla. Okay, certainly not mochrach, but certainly not mochrach. Just say kachtin. But strikingly, Rashi says alamid heyam beis achila. Therefore, shem zayis is potter to not achila. Well, the Ritva tried to say the same thing, just changed the word. It says you're not nehenah. To explain again, this is explained. We'll get so you'll see the other days also. Again, not mochrach. You could say that certainly. You could say that it is a matir. This kind of matir is only brought up. But if you just follow the shonas of the circuit, you wonder why Rashi is his lashon. His lashon makes perfect sense if you go purely to Maskadim, under the lashon, like part of the Olam Zalmo Rach, the model of Gesalm Ne'ila, which has nothing to do with eating and everything to do with Hamna'ah, then you would say, nah, nah. Obviously, the Chazal were only Masakin in Rabban and certain Hamna'ahs, right? If you look at the Mona Lisa, you don't say a Racha, even though you get some sort of Hamna'ah, because they only made the Nakana of certain concrete things, but after what well, we eat in this group, so we have also the right, not so crazy. Group, so we have to run before and not after Chris. Also the other bill and said, well, Racha, that's a kind of no, they could get their hands on to be Magder and to make a Takana, Racha Achrona, to be a Chalda. Well, Rashi says, because the Mishnah, it's all an extension of Racha Achrona, it's all the Kalachomer, etc. And the Kesef Mishnah, not over here, but the other Kesef Mishnah we saw, deals with the issue, and I put one more mucker. I didn't know what Eliyahu told me about. How about Achos Mikashir? Right? If the model is Brach Achron and the whole idea of Shevach, Shevach should become a Shir, or something worthy of Shevach, certainly. Abachomer is only as good. I'm looking at the Nios Kenido. But if you say, no, this is an Isser Gezel, Isser Elon, it's not used Brach Achron, then already certain, you're not supposed to steal anything. You're not supposed to do any deal on anything. Okay, whether or not you hide a card button, I don't know. Whether or not you can be sued in court, I don't know. I do know. But you're certainly not allowed to do any yes, sir. And therefore, this is the Mashal of Tosos, who said, I think this is where we left off last time. Mivarech, because Osir Lehanos, the Chule, which makes a lot of sense. If you view it as a matir, can't do any yes, sir, without a matir. However, if you view it as a, as really take the model of Bracha Achrona and say it's all about Shevach Vodah, then Why should Baruch Mishon Baruch Hamer the Baruch Achrona? So before, so this is the new Makor. In the Sefer, again, the Kolbo is really very, very striking. In the Kolbo, he quotes a day of Rav Achla Gonzal, Matzasi, the shame Rav Achla Gonzal Matzasi, that post me to Shir, and so the Baruch Hamer the Shackle. Talk, you don't say any bracha on Baruch Hamer the Shir. That's a rattle with us, you know, it's not at all. No one else has held the whole history of Judaism. But, you know, you have two choices. Either A, Kolbo, B'Shem Rav Acha going, who says, Ein Om Mavarech, no, why would you make a bracha on Bach Mikashir? After all, there should be no chiyuv of Shevach on Bach Mikashir. Or, more likely, the Kesef Mishnah. Again, the Kesef Mishnah. Tosei, he has a clear approach. Says the Kesef Mishnah, at first he says, well, Tosos just said, he quotes Tosos. And then, again, he comes back to it, and says, well, this is what Tosos says, but then he says, you know, I know that's what Tosos says, but personally, I'm not satisfied with it, because that doesn't match his perspective on the conceptual nature of the sugya, and therefore, when he goes back in Perek Gimel, he says, yeah, but it doesn't sense to me. Why should Baruch Mishon be more chomer than Achrona? After all, Baruch Mishon is Rabbanan an extension. Why would you have chomer than Baruch Mishon? And if you say it's a totally wrong thing, you don't ask questions like that. This is that one, this is that, this is a matter, and that's not. But if you say that they're both fundamentally in Shevach, then he has a good question, right? If you take Rashi's perspective, when I'm saying he has a good question, the Kesef Mishnah does take Rashi's perspective, as we saw, then his answer is, really, you should only have to make a brach on a kazayas, but they made a gazera of a low plug that sits in the port, you don't know how much you'll eat, and you might end up not, you might end up in the vatel, a mitzvah, therefore, really, is that really you shouldn't need a bracha, but Gosru Shema Yochal Kashir, meaning, theoretically, you're on a desert island, you only had a half a slice of food, you wouldn't say bracha before. Okay, but the way halacha works in any general rules, the general rule is, you don't know if you'll eat a kazayis or not, and therefore say, because whenever they're chazal making the comments, automatically not a bracha matal. It's only bracha matal, like some bracha matal, we would make that cheshbon, but if they built it into their takana, then it's automatically not.
Maybe it might have to be so sharp. I mean, why can't both of them be agree with each other, but just which one is dominant?
Okay, so give me a, why do you, okay, but okay, let's come back to that. Let's come back to that a bit. I just want to mention some other nafkaminas. Okay, I don't know if maybe in no particular order. I want to mention some other nafkaminas that's not here, and then maybe come back to what Joel says. Number one is not enough being less, but perhaps in terms of just the way they express things, is that in the end the Gemara says smart. We had two ways to understand Svara. Svara of the Chafza in Gezel and Hektish, and therefore I need to matter it. Or Svara of I should be molded to Hashem. Right? What it's fascinating in the formulations of the Rishonim. For example, the Rashba here says, what does he say? Give me a second to find it. He says, Swara, etc., etc. Hasha'arminim, meaning the Rashba holds, well, we'll get to this in our session, that there's a machlokes you've shown him with, the rice that you only pinch on bread, or you have to bread to the whole shivas together. I saw that. Based on 2 days of the beginning and end of our sugya, the Rashba holds all shivas aminim, but we'll come back to the lean editor. Anyway, with Rashba, and with Harshar meaning Bain Lifnam Bainlach Rehem Aintunu Pal Elami Svara. Svara ends from Rach Rishona and everything besides the 7 meaning Achrei. Meaning for the Rashba, the same Svara is Machaibu Bracha Rishona. Basically, that same Svara is Machaibu Bracha Rishona and Borin Efashos, right? What's he, what does he mean? He means Borin Efashos, right? But everything about Shuz Aminim. The same Svara also covers Borin Efashos. If the Torah the matter, we cover Borin Efashos, right? Hashas, he's saying the Svara also covers Bracha Achrona because he's holding like Rashi's there. Ah, the same as far as Lahodos, that should cover Brachah Kodah also. But the contrast that the what do I put here? The Ritva, for example. This Ritva. So it's left out of Bar Ilan, no fault of anyone here. Something there. But if we find it here, what's it called here? Something in Shvili. It could be Rishonim or Shalai, Shvili, truth, right? Okay. So we're halfway for now. Maybe when Mashiach comes to fix it, we'll be by this company. here, someplace. I think this is where it is. What does he say? The cool of brachos lifnei have also the high svara. All brachos rishona lifneiam comes from the svara. To that, like, it's everything you might not even know, but as far as one rishon say, all brachos rishona and bar nefashos comes from the svara. Ritva says, no, all brachos beforehand comes from the svara. Maybe that's exactly my close. The svara is a matter, but it's only brachos lifnei comes from the svara matter. The svara is sheba, chai wahogos, then yeah. You don't need the svar for alamithya and for benching, because that's covered in the Torah, but you need the svar for the fashas. And the kesef mishnah works well lishitasing, because Umasha Kasa, the Chemi de Reshovim Levarach Akamashi Yochel. The Rambam says, meet your bunny after meet your bracha after everything. Even Bar Nefashos, or be the Rambam Alamithia, we'll get to that. Why have to meet big Bar Nefashos? Says the Kesef Mishnah, Svaruhu Aslam Shianam and Olam Sablo Brachi. He takes it to Rapash, and the Svar also covered Bar Nefashos. So why would you say it's only Bracha Mishon and the Ritva? Or why would you say all Chazal is the, because they never say why Chazal is the part of the Torah. Well, if it's like Rashi, it's our logos, obviously, why not bring the questions also? Right? It's always Kabbalah, the whole word of Rachor and Rishona. So if they made ain't before an orange, then, maybe not Kabbalah, but nonetheless, if there's a model of Rachor, they made ain't before an orange for this Svara, and the Svara is the same idea as Rachor, they should make more question after an orange. So I think this is a great enough Kabbalah. Is the hectic, which is scope, of the Svara, the Ritva, Lishitase, the Ritva takes a matter idea. The Ritva says only Bracha Lifnehem. Only Bracha Rishona. Okay, we don't use his Lashon. He says only Bracha Rishona. He takes pains. He doesn't just say, he says all Bracha Rishona. Right? Only Bracha Rishona. But interestingly, the Kesef Mishnah, Lishitase, and the Rashi. I don't have other evidence about necessarily say that also bracha achrona that should be enough gemina of this hakira. So other nachminas we mentioned and can try to stall till the end. But I'm disagreeing with Rav. So I'm a little out of order. I want to go late as long as possible before I get struck by lightning. So the other nachmina would be a passing discussion about what about sophic bracha. We all know how we pass. Yeah?
Yeah, the Pimshu also say that Brachal Acharav is also rooted in that, not rooted, but it's connected to Brachal.
Maybe I didn't properly notice that. The Pimshu that's on the Makor sheet?
Yeah, the last paragraph, the second last line.
Says, the old, what he's saying is that since you're saying a bracha afterwards, you're not reading dead without a bracha. You read the bracha afterwards counts. So that's a good point. Let me come back then in a moment. Very good. Now, but let me come back in a moment because I already started another discussion. What about Sopik Bracha Rishona? We all know our Sak Halacha in the Shulchan Aruch that we have grown in, which is like the Rambam, and what grows Rishona probably. Sopik Bracha Rishona, you don't say a bracha. Why? Because Suffolk of Rabbi Lakula, and especially Brachal Batala. So you wouldn't want to make it, you can't be Machmer and say Suffolk Brachal Batala. That's the Rambam and the Poskim, etc. However, Tosos has a unique shita on the Yud Beis of an outlet that comes sort of agamorka. When Tosos talking about a suffix there of, which we'll come back to Tosos again and again, that the riff said, now that there's an ibaytul ipshita, you're going to say you don't say another bracha. Meaning the riff and the Rambam say suffix brachos lahakel. But the Riyah Yomer Lechomer Tzachbar Pamacheris, if you have a suffix in brachos, the suffix started saying, thinking it was wine and you ended up with beer. So that's not our Indian yet. So the suffix, part of the riff and the Rambam, is a Gula, suffix brachos according to Tosos, where the Riyah specifically is Lechomer. Why would suffix brachos be Lechomer if you said it was the Oraisa, like the Ve'yoshua? That would be one. But that's a very, very non-mainstream shita.
I mean, you can say it right without.
Yes, but that's still a very non-mainstream shita. So why do you say something in the Chumrah? So the Gilgan on Rabbi Kivayger here, he's not machadish anything. It's a famous that Rabbi Kivayger and the Gilgan Shas. He just goes the other, right? Shah. Elsewhere. In Masech Tzachim. And the Eben Ozer, I think, in the back of the Shulchan Aruch, right? Taking up my Shani Eben Ozer saying, what's Shani Tosos? Well, I guess first, the Me'iri quotes the same Tosos as in Tosos. The Me'iri here quotes the same Tosos there. Tosos. And he says, what's the Svara? Since they put an Asmachta and made it like Me'ila, therefore Suffolk is Lachor. So I'm not clear what he means. The simple shot in the ear is that even though it's not to Oraisa, they made it a very, very Chomer drama. See, after all, they compared it to a big Aveira, and they found an Asmachta in the Pasuk. So since, you know, throwing in everything, Asmachta, Kodesh Yehulim, and the Mikvah, so the ear sounds like even if it's not to Oraisa, it's a Drabban and Chomer Ma'ud, and therefore Suffolk is the Chomer. Okay, it's a Chiddush. Means, but the Achronim explain to us a different way, right? The Achronim say, no, what's the whole issue here? Avado, why not make a bracha and be Yotze, right? I mean, who cares if the rest are above it? Should you just make a bracha and be Yotze? No, it's a Shash Bracha Latala. So what are the Achronim saying? No, it's not a Shash Bracha Latala. Other brachos are a Shash Bracha Latala. For example, if I'm not sure if I said Borg and Fashos or not after a parish, should I say we're at Bracha Latala? The unnecessary part when he said, if I'm not so sure if I should say a bracha gam hagadol, or if I did to a cemetery in 30 days, or any of these, say if I say kiddush levana already, etc. It's a chash bracha levatala, because I'm saying a bracha unnecessarily. However, when it comes to a bracha birksananin, say the achronim to explain it to us, the gilgir shas, the shah, and the Eben Ozer, they say it's not unnecessary. Why? Because right now I'm not sure if I was yotzei to the bracha when I wanted to beer, right? Got beer, and I'm not sure if I was yotzei bracha rishon or not, so I can't drink it. Since I can't drink the beer, therefore I need to say a bracha in order to drink the beer, and therefore it's a necessary bracha and not a bracha vatala. Okay, later I'm going to analyze this. So what's the other tzad? What's the other side? What are the Rambam and the Riff say? And what do we say? You know, if you look at the Mishnah Berurah Hilchos Brachos, I can't quote the chapter and verse about that, but, you know, if you look, you'll find at least a dozen times Hilchos Brachos. It says, ah, sopik brachos lahakel, you could just eat. Mishnah says, that's like, if you sit the oats in the bin, et cetera, to get out of stakos, et cetera. Okay, it's very nice, what's better. But what's the Ikra Din? Ikra Din is if you're mistaken, so eat. If you're Masubik, so eat. So we have a fundamental machlokas here. Be real for the Rambam would say, if you're Masubik, just eat. Maybe you said a bracha, maybe you didn't. Eat. And the Tos says, you can't eat. And since it's usher to eat, therefore that justifies another bracha, and it's not a bracha latala. Because it's not really a suffix. You for sure can't eat because of the suffix. So the suffix becomes a badai. What is the machlokas here? You know, spite of the Rambam agree. So the machlokas here is, what do you focus on? Are you focusing on the bracha or the chetz of the food? If you're focusing on, do I have to say a bracha or not? You know, do I have to say a bracha or not? Then again, I'm happy calling this chakir. If you're focused on, do I have to say a bracha or not? Then the bracha is right and the riff is right. I'm not sure if I'd say bro. I'm definitely drinking the beer. I mean, I don't really drink beer for real. Yeah, toastless. I'm definitely drinking the beer. I'm not sure if I say a bracha or not, so suffering your brother Kula and suffering bracha latala is that we shouldn't say a bracha, Josh bracha latala. But what Tos is doing is, maybe Lushita say, you've got a double test. What Tos is doing is looking not at the beer, but at the food. Was I mad to the food or not? Some of the women go so far as to say the food is Becheska's Isser. Any chapter of Becheska's Isser, I'm not sure if it's mad to it, it's awesome. The food stays after me something. And therefore, if the food stays also me suffering, I still need another matter to it's what about suffering? Again, you could look at this Chomer Kula, right? You could look at the Chomer Kula. The Pashtus is the suffering mitzvah. Suffering if I should. Again, we're getting to another focus here, but generally, you know, if I might do something, I'm not sure if I should say a bracha or not, right? I'm going to the cemetery. I'm not sure if I was there in the last 30 days, if I should have brought the cemetery or not. So I go and I don't say the bracha. Okay. So what have I lost? I didn't go. I also wouldn't have said the bracha.
If you're going to say something, you said how many said the bracha? How many said the bracha?
Right. What are you going to say?
Maybe you were not treated even with the bracha.
Maybe. Okay, but that's already a fish, right? I hear what you're saying. And what you're saying is 100% right, but it is a fish. So what would I say here? I would say like the Rambam and the Riff, which is that, what's the other side? Give me a second. Unless you are the Pnei Yoshua, unless it's the Oraisa, which is Pnei Yoshua, or, you know, Karov lived the Oraisa, let's call it. That's what I invented for the EP. But if you see it as a matter, it's say something cool, you don't say the fancy longus, the acronym of Intosos, but you say maybe this is what the yeah, maybe, although I think you really mentioned Tad Homer, but this is Tosos, Lefi, the Maharsha, and the Evan HaOzer, and the Gilyon Ashas, who says, no, it's a Suffolk Isser Hefta. When there's Suffolk Isser Hefta, the Hefta is still Usser, right? The Hefta stays Usser, so means sad. Mattering the Hefta, a Suffolk matter is not a matter. Mitzad, stop, a chiyuv mitzvah, bukhara. If you're a Suffolk already, you'll say you shouldn't do it again to the Bracha Levatala.
They seem a little bit out. But for the first, if it's a mitzvah, if the tourists of a Bracha is that, but if you're happy then, and you can't say it, why can't you make a Bracha without saying the Shem?
So the answer is going to be because, again, Lachor, this is the Tekana Darabanan, right? Even if it's a Raisa, there's a Tekana Darabanan how to do it, one second, two. The Tekana Darabanan how to do it, and there's a rule that when the Rabbanan make a Tekana, even if it's based on philosophical, like, yeah, you have to do it the way they said, like, that's simple. It's not Yosei, and the standard assumption is that, now, okay, really I'm getting ahead of myself. It's not so poshut when you're Yotze when you aren't. There's a Gemara about that, which, you know, not clear which Omer Rishon or Corona. It could be that you are Yotze as long as you fulfill certain requirements that are above and say, such as Shem and Malchus, even if you don't use their exact Nusach, that'll depend on a lot of things. But the kids are, I'm getting too far afield. The real answer to your question is that me, Rabbanan, the Rabbanan gives certain rules and you have to follow the rules, and that's the way Halacha works. So this is where I think some of the Achronim say to like explain what these Achronim mean is because when the Chepta had the Cheskas Isser, and therefore even in Rabbah, the Cheskas Isser says Usser is something. Okay. Yeah.
Could it be said a little bit? Isn't that the chefs is usher and the rabbanim were stuck in the way that you matter it, or the rabbanim were stuck in the way that you matter it, and it is the chefs from usher. But if it's just that the chefs only come usher, you come to the matter for it, maybe you can something about the pool.
Okay, good. Let's maybe come back to that idea.
Somebody else could eat.
What?
Somebody else could make the broth unneeded. So, I mean,
yeah, it's
but not an Easter chef.
Of course, there's a chefta.
It's an issue.
If they eat another gavra, they eat the pen.
Look, Intercheta never meant like the Chepta is like its own person, etc. But true, as an Intercheta means, I'm not a Kohen. It's what you do a Kohen. Intercheta doesn't mean it yes to everyone. It just means there's something wrong with this Chepta. And it's
hell. No, somebody else can eat it. No, but it's
a bracha.
Only if you make a bracha.
That's the race, not according to Bnei Yeshua, but, you know, in the derech of Bnei Yeshua. True. In the derech of Bnei Yeshua. Not in Bnei Yeshua himself.
And also,
yes. Because Tosh would say a suffix, whether or not you have to say a bracha, you're not allowed to say a bracha, it's bracha latala. But Tosh would say here it's vada, you have to say the bracha. Why? Because I can't eat without a bracha. Here's an orange. I can't, again, the Ram and the Rif say, I can, the, what I'm saying is this, the etzamach locus is not whether or not to say a bracha. The etzamach locus is if I'm suffix by was yotze, can I eat the orange or not? The Ram and the Rif say, I can eat the orange. Why? Because when I eat the orange, I have to say a bracha, and maybe I was yotze, maybe I wasn't. That's good enough. Tosh would say, I can't eat the orange. Why can't I eat the orange? Because a suffix matter is not enough to rely on. And once I can't eat the orange, that's what gets me out of suffix bracha latola. Because since the orange is suffix mitar, suffix low, therefore I can't eat the orange. And maybe you don't have to go so far as this. So if you know what? I can't eat the orange. Once I can't eat the orange, I can't eat the orange. Like suffix becomes badai when there's a matter involved. Because if I have a suffix matter, then it's not mutter to me. And now I'm badai can't eat. Once I'm badai can't eat, then there's no bracha latola. Basically, the etzemach locus is not about the bracha. The etzemach locus, can I eat the orange? The rabbi say, I can eat the orange. Well, I'm eating the orange just a hikri tinta being chayitzei bracha. So I can do the hikri tinta on chayitzei bracha. Maybe I'm just yotzei. Good enough. The toast say, no. Eating the orange is fundamentally problematic unless I said a bracha. So if I don't know if I said a bracha, I can't do something problematic.
Toast something is or not.
I think that's saying the same thing in different words. You're saying the same thing in different words. Okay, let's go back here a little to a fascinating sugya later on, which is, what about, or maybe we'll go out of order a little, the Ruck had a very nice footnote, I think, in our sugya. He said, what about a katan? Fascinating question. Do I have to make sure that a katan always does mitzvos? Do I? No. Only if he's my kid, and he's a Yosina. At least according to a majority Shita, I know it. Right? But certainly kid below the age of Chinuch, you know. What if, and if he's not my kid, Pashtus is.
I don't know.
Can I give a Katan an Aveira? Can I give a six-month-old baby, you know, a piece of pork? Oh, yeah, I don't know, maybe it's like choking hazard, whatever. You know, pureed pork. Can I give a six-month-old baby? I don't want anyone to get the wrong idea if you're responsible here. Can I give a six-month-old baby a little, you know, spoonful of pureed pork? Obviously, no. So, first of all, I'm not getting into Hilchos Shabbos now because let's just suffice with saying that not everything everyone does is automatically mutter, but also that's much more complicated because letting him is not the same as giving him, right? Letting him do an aveira is just a matter of chinuch, same as mitzvos. It's the giving him an aveira that's more clever, that's called safina lay in the Lashon Chazal. So the lights and chops is actually trickier. Meaning the mindset, if I have a little kid, I can let him turn on lights on Shabbos. The question is, can I give him a light to turn on on Shabbos? Which then becomes a little tricky. What does it mean to give someone a light? We're not getting into it now. But clearly, I can't give him treif. I can't give him treif, but I don't have to teach him to do mitzvos, says the Rav. What about eating without a bracha? So, okay, fine. If the baby's 6 years old, we can't say a bracha. Obviously, the Rabbanan didn't make a ton of it. He had got it.
onus upon a pattern, you know. But what if I am a kid, right? Great example. I don't know. I have a, my neighbor's kid. He just likes it, brachos. So can I give him food? Can I not give him food? Okay. But there's also more complicated. I don't get to look at the mice, the whole question, Rabbi Yehuda, the Shulchan Aruch, about giving food in various situations, you don't want to turn people off, etc. Is there an answer to give a kid food if he doesn't say a bracha or not? So says the Rambam with Hakira. If it's also until he said the bracha, I can't give a kid me'ila. I can't give any kid me'ila. Right? My 2-year-old says, oh, I want the bomb, the bomb is hectish, I can't give it a kid. Or says, I want the bomb, the bomb belongs to someone else. So I can't give it a kid. Let the kid do Gezel or me. If he's doing it himself, but it's just a matter of a bracha. Yeah, you don't always have to give the kids a bracha. It's always very, jerkin, pastas, etc. So says the Rav, 1 second, enough kamina for a katan. If it's just a mitzvah, then it would be mutter. Lases lo. In lo yivarech. But if it's really an answer, that would be usher, because it's usher to give a kid an isser b'yadayim. I'm actively even if he's not shoving the field. It comes from drush in the Torah. The Torah rushed a few places. And Morbi Amarkel has Gdol Malachanim and Lo Yachelu has Gdol Malachanim. A few places with Jarshin, and then they say that must apply to everything. That it's Lachori, even in Dindoresa, that you can't actively, physically, directly give an Isser to a kid.
Why is it not ready to say there's only an ether where there's a coming to make the problem?
Give me a second, you're getting ahead of me. Okay, let's look at one other sugya. What about the.
Yeah, sorry, yeah, I'll play this.
What? Yes, we assume it applies to the Isser Rabbanim as well.
Yes,
absolutely. Actually, that's if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, both say, my folks have shown them that there may be some cases when we're more makeable for an Isser Rabbanan. It's a case of, the mice are mitigated if it's a case of necessity for makeable by an Isser Rabbanan, a case of the kid that's not makeable for an Isser Rabbanan. But okay, we're not getting into these. Now, if we get to all the mice cases, it would take us a week.
So, if he's below the age of two,
no, sorry. Certainly, yeah, the same thing. The Chacham Rabbanan, the Isser wasn't foul on him because, Bobo, Chacham Betrunia, reads in real time.
Thank you.
Anachanami, maybe that's why they're putting footnotes. Pardon me. So it's going to be hard to, it's a good theoretical document, it's going to be hard to come up with the right case to illustrate it. Fair. Okay. You can skip it if you want. The two Gemaras later on in the next parak are very instructive. One is the Gemara Dana, they're both enough. Just one starts with the base. It's really one sugya. What about making a bracha afterwards? If you forget, can you make a bracha after you eat? Can you make the bracha Rishona after a chila or not? B'dieved. Right? I ate an orange without a bracha. Abad, they say burn a fush afterwards. But do what I say, or your pre-hates afterwards. So Ravina says I do, just like a ger who tovels, who can't say Asher Kishan Sosa, who wanted before names, not a Jew, says the bracha afterwards. That's what Ravina says, and the Gemara seems to reject Ravina. Gemara says, no, it's not a good comparison. The ger couldn't have said it before. So they were talking to say it afterwards, but you can't say it before, and the Melta couldn't have said it afterwards. Right? And Gabra is plus, could have done it before. Now, here the machlokas is, how do we paskin? Right, so there is a das yachid. The Raibid clearly said something like the Rambam in the sugya of Mashkin Tokpiv. He said, just like the Rambam said something ambiguous, and they weren't sure what he meant. The Raibid must have either changed his mind or said something ambiguous, unclear. There's different sources with the Raibid meant. We only one place the Raibid wrote it. This is not what I'm about to quote. Different sources what the Raibid meant, but the Rashba and Ritva quoted the Ravid as paskening like Ravina, saying, Ah, but they weren't Doka Rav. They disproved Ravina. They disproved Ravina's Raya from Gif. They just said, you have no. Basically, they were Mafrit his proof from the Bracha of Bilasier. They weren't Mafrit his Shita. That's always an interesting question. When someone says a Shita, they say, here's my Shita and here's my proof. And we say, no, we're Mafrit the proof. Does that mean we're Mafrit the Shita? Or Mafrit the proof, but your Shita is okay. So they called the Raya saying his Shita is okay. That really be passed like Ravina. And the truth is, I didn't put it in the course, but if you look in the Rav Yah,
I don't remember what Simon,
but if you look in the Rav Yah, end of Simon, but end of Simon Sadiches or something?
No, I hear that the Simon is tough, poof, high in bed.
All right, wherever, someplace in the Rav Yah, it must be true because it's in the Sifta. Do they have anyone else besides the Raya in the Rav Yah?
Sifta Oros.
That's probably quoting the Raya. Okay, let's say you're good enough. So it's Rav Yah someplace.
For some reason, I remember it. Oh, I couldn't write it.
Moshe, it's Rav Yah and the Raven as born in the Rash from the Ritaldo. That's not at all what he wrote in the Mishnah Torah. So either changed his mind or he misunderstood. But the Raven did change his mind often. So, not crazy. So it says we pass like Ravina. Biddy Evan, you can say it afterwards. Okay, this makes a lot of sense if you understand that it's a Birka Sheva learned from a Bracha Krona. Yeah, it's really like Bracha Krona. The same idea, just because I'm Rasakin to say one before and one after. Double. Maybe that illustrates the nature, even if it's not really Makar. Don't say one before instead of one after, say two afterwards, right? Meaning it's not mochrach. You could have said, even as a shevach. They made the takana the way they made the takana, and they made the takana bracha rishona, and then it's too late. But, so it's certainly not mochrach, but if you say, rirtas hanenim, then it's not mochrach, because you could say it's a mitzvah, but the mitzvah is only chal when it's chal. And if you miss your chance, you miss your chance. Or you could say, no, it's a mitzvah. If you didn't do it now, you could do it later. So then, let's just say, Efshar Lomar, Ke, Raibid, Beritva, Berashba, Beravya, Mivarech, Bidi Eved, Acharka, or the Sheikh of the Rush. The Rush is the right part, but if he says, people like, Ravina. But in one case, we don't like Ravina. If you forget till after, you can't say the bracha. But if you remember beforehand, just have a technical problem, then you can't say it afterwards. He is agreeing partially with Ravina. He said, reject Ravina. But there's one case we agree with him. What's that? Or about to mention, if I put orange juice in my mouth, and then I remember before I swallow, but I can't say the bracha because you can't talk with liquid in your mouth. Then I can say the bracha afterwards because I remembered beforehand. Like the chiyuv sort of stuck from beforehand, and I can still do it afterwards. So you could say like this, or you can, you don't have to. Or like the Rosh, that, you know, im nivskar kodem achila, but you can't, yachol levarech acharkach. Okay, you don't have to, but you can. However, but not more. Right, you can't say, but it's not mochers, because you could say, no, there's a kind of his only way, there is a takana. Who says you don't touch shlumin for every minute? If you say that it is a matir, then maybe you can understand the maskana. Also, not. No, it also a mocker, what do you say? But the simple shot of a matter can't be afterwards, right? Then Pashtos is that Eino Yochel Levarech Acharka, because once you didn't issue, you didn't issue, right? Once I did Me'ila, it's too late to be Odeh and be matter. Once I did Gesel, it's too late. Mitzvah Ishtar, for example, it's too late to be matter. Right? Once you did an Isra, it's too late to be matter. So you could suggest that, no, maybe you can have a matzah l'mafreya. Okay, we don't
usually have a matzah b'freya in other parts of the Torah, like an actual gesel, there's no matzah b'freya. An actual a me'ilu, there's no matzah b'freya. But on the other hand, is what Heshem says, well, there is tashlume keren b'choma in the second by b'choma. So maybe if there's not a full matzah b'freya, there could be a partial. You know, Heshem says, is partially metakein the lav, right? Like a lav hanita klasei, which takes away some of the lav. So in Yachal Baruch, you can't say the bracha. You can't say the bracha afterwards, which is obviously Rov Shalom, including the right in the book of Rav Sattva, so just and it's quoted by the Meiri and others. Again, unless you could say maybe it's not Mokra, because you can have a Matur L'mafreya, or if not a Matur L'mafreya, at least a partial Matur L'mafreya. You know, like Heshem is like Sikla. You know, but it's a, but certainly on the L'chor level, this would be enough to be. Correct. The Gemara rejects the Yidul Afreya, L'chor because of the answer, which fits exactly what I'm saying here. So the Gemara says Esther really means little upset, and it really means that the code, the key is our Gemara is not the same discussion that Lunal Pamanal. Because our Gemara is talking about going to a Chacham later, meaning an hour later or a day later, right? Going to a Chacham is not Miyat. Our Gemara is talking about much tomorrow. Tomorrow, everyone agrees too late to fix no matter what, because you don't have to see Earth at all, right? That's everyone agrees that you can't make a bracha tomorrow on anything, so you lose your seat. So that doesn't bother. Okay, I want to point out one thing I meant to point out earlier. The riff here, I don't know if it's a good deal or not, but it struck me when I first read the riff, and I wasn't trying to be biased and find any bugs, just I was reading the riff. It struck me that the riff, the beginning of this parak, I was really trying to read the riff very, very interesting. But the riff in the beginning of this parak says, he goes from Kodesh Yibulim into Kol Hanemet Lo Bracha Ma'al. What's interesting in the Rif is that he quotes Kodesh Yibulim, which is only the Hachal. Why does he quote Kodesh Yibulim? It's copy. So Tos says maybe it's an Asmach. But still, meaning no one would have had any kind of it's a weak thing. You can like it or not. No one has any. No one of any kind is the riff had said, Menon immediately, like the riff always does. Both of us are done with the Gemara. Asaladim Shiyan Menasfarhu, Asaladim Shiyan Menalomo Bracha. The riff doesn't see the word Svarhu and does quote Kodesh Yibulim. We all know Kodesh Yibulim doesn't work in the end. So why does he quote something that doesn't work in the end and leave out the money part, the magic words of what does work in the end? Right? I don't think he quotes the Lashon of Svarhu. Let me check again. One second. He says, yeah, he doesn't say, and then he quotes all the Agatas, the Kedemish and Mark. What's the meaning of the word Svarahi? And quote Kodesh Yibulim. So, maybe there's a different explanation, but it's striking to me. And I think it makes sense. Maybe he's more, says the also, maybe he's more along the lines of Rashi. He thinks it's basically a mitzvah, it's not really an Isra and a matter. And therefore, he wants to minimize the idea that Kodesh Yibulim, he almost wants to make us forget, make us ignore that Kodesh Yibulim was rejected. That Kodesh Yibulim was rejected. That Kodesh Yibulim segued into the Yisra. After all, the original rights are you said, oh, sir, you can take that. What? Make it as Kodesh Yibulim, but it doesn't really mean it's where Mekiva says Yisra is far up. Or even if Kodesh Yibulim, therefore it's us, you're not us. I think the riff would lean towards this derech, that maybe to put the riff here because of what he quoted. Again, the riff is supposed to quote Maskan as Lemaisa. The Rambam doesn't quote Kodesh Yibulim. It's the Halacha book. Okay, the riff's Halacha book based on the Gemara. But anyway, maybe in the riff when he quotes Kodesh Yibulim, which he totally didn't have to, and not Svarahi. Or Svarahu, or whatever the Lashon of the Gemara is, maybe that implies which side he's on, If the Rama ended up being on that side, then that would be a little bit more of a spot. They're often the same, although certainly not a proof of anything.
Okay.
You don't call the word Svara. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying the fact that he leaves out the word Svara is striking to me because the Svara is the Maskana, the Gemara is full of Svara. Okay, come here. No, the next line does. And the fifth and fourth last line does. You don't need the price to go to the next price also does. Okay, all right, you can take it or leave it. Okay, give me a second. Yeah, give me a second. I know. Give me a second. I know.
There's no logical reason to distinguish between Beirut and Darker. Therefore, the whole thing of Yilulim Doraita, and I think that's what you wrote.
Whoa. That's a big finish. I hear what you're saying. It could be you're right, that's what Rebbe was saying, but I'm still not really too ready. Okay, but I'm still not willing to read, but let me come back to that. It could be you're right, that's what the Rebbe was saying, even though it's not written explicitly in the words there, but that's what would come out. But if so, then I'm not agreeing with him. May at least be mad at me anyway. In a few minutes. Let's see. We'll try our best to match. All right, we can discuss this later. I don't want to get too bogged down in details.
According to if you made a brava, you can have any brava. Why would you say that since you already shouldn't make a brava again? Should keep eating the food though?
No. We're talking about if you don't have more. We're talking about if you totally finish, like you ate all of it. If you have more food, everyone would say brava. That's possible. That's not, but it's assumed by every single person. Okay, now here's another interesting one, which is dafnuna based off nun aleph and aleph, the fasting discussion of what if you put food in your mouth without bracha, but not the case where being and then eat it and then remember. You remember while it's in your mouth. And then there's three cases, two of which are not relevant to us right now in our lumbus. One is it is a solid food which you can spit out and would not be disgusting. And you spit it out, say the bracha, eat it. Then there's a solid food, then you spit it out, it won't get ranked. So then you move it to one side of your mouth, and you say the bracha, and then you swallow it. Even though it's the habit, say your bracha is half your mouth because you follow it to a secha, but, better than nothing. The most interesting case is what if it's mashkin, right? Because what if it's a liquid that if you spit out will be ruined? And you can't say bracha with, everyone knows you can't talk with liquid in your mouth. So what do you do? Is the worst. If there were no such Gemara, I would have said, maybe I'm just wrong. No. There's no such Gemara, I would have said, so spit it out down the drain, and, it's worth losing, one mouthful of drink so that it could be from and not even out of rough. And I wouldn't even start with one of this. Okay. But the Gemara surprisingly doesn't say that. The Gemara says, so swallow without a bracha. Which is very, very surprising. Why is the Gemara? Basically, the Gemara says, "Bishas hachak, you can drink without a bracha." Why does the Gemara let you drink without a bracha? The Gemara doesn't say. It's like the most special thing in the world. The Rishonim are very bothered. Why? Mehechitesa, that you're allowed to violate the halacha, just because you don't want to lose a mouthful of drink. Now, it's not someone in the desert is dying. How much does a mouthful of Coca-Cola cost? I have no idea. Brand Coca-Cola, they have a bottle run by, let's say, half a shekel, right? You have a big bottle. So for half a shekel of Coca-Cola, you should even have a bracha? Seems a little strange to me.
Thanks for granted.
Because I'm speaking from my experience. I heard her mockment not to drink expensive liquor. What do they call it? Blue Label? Right? I'm very, very mockment not to drink expensive liquor because of Baltashkas. Okay. So let's go. So what then? Yeah. So what is pshat? So now let's just make ourselves like a little right? How about mashkin bolhud, right? You swallow them. Why? So there are many different pshatim. Long pshat is what they call from the Ravid and what the Rush says. Again, there's a slight difference. The Ravid says we just hold like Ravid up in the other, you can say afterward. The Rush says you don't like Ravid. You can't say it afterwards. But if you remember beforehand that he was Khalil suck to you, then you can say it afterwards. But they both agree in this case, says the we'll put Ravid in scare quotes. Because the Ravid in Mishnah Torah says differently. The Ravid quoted by the Meiri says differently. So again, he probably changed his mind, but if you have to ask me, you know, if I had to pick, I'd obviously pick what Ravid wrote himself on the side of the Mishnah Torah, rather than, which is also quoted by the Meiri, who lived there, although not in his time, rather than what he's quoted by the Rosh for the Great. But one Hesper is the Ravid quoted by some Rishonim and the Rosh, says that no problem. You're not missing out on the bracha because you're making the bracha afterwards. All you're doing is making the bracha afterwards instead of before it, and that's okay, so that we understand. Why spit out your Coca-Cola when you built it to the Evid? Right? Mivarech acharka. And some people say that's what the Rambam meant. Right? The Kesef Mishnah doesn't love that lamaskana. The Rambam says, and then you make a bracha afterwards. Doesn't mean and then make a bracha achrona. And he's not answering this question. Or did he mean and then say bracha mishona afterwards? So some people say the Rambam meant. The Ravid understood the Rambam meant this. Funny. The Ravid thought the Rambam meant this and then argued on it. It's like a lot of Bilbulim here, right? The Ravid might have said you could say Shahakol after drinking the Coke. But in the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam, not what he says. The Ravid says the Rambam thinks you say Shahakol afterwards and I disagree. Okay, it's complicated, but that doesn't require attention. Now let's put Ulai the Rambam. Personally, not that I'm Bar Hachi, a personal opinion about it, this much looks Rishonim, but I would go with the guess of Mishnah quote, so what it sounds like most Rishonim, the Rambam didn't do this. But the Rambam thought the Rambam meant it, is that you make a bracha afterwards, so that goes back to Makkah Nafkamina number 8. Right? What's another Hesber? Another Hesber is what we find in the Riaz, Piskei Riaz. Who's the Riaz? We know the Riaz, right? Nowadays, they publish this game. Riaz, very nice books, like sort of like Tanish. But it's also in the Bar Ilan. The Riaz is the grandson of the Rid. What does the Aleph stand for? The Rid is a Rishaya Detrani. Thomas' his grandson was also a Rishaya Detrani. So he's Riaz, Ravishaya Achron Zal. He was the second, the later Ravishaya Detrani. And we are all intimately familiar from the Riaz, because the Piskei Riaz is quoted very often in the Shaltei Yibarim, right? Losh of Riaz, etc. That's just the greatest hits of the Piskei Riaz. Anyway, the Piskei Riaz says, what's pshat? He says, pshat is that since it's been debris, so from they weren't gozer of Makom Hefsid, right? I usually didn't they, interestingly, obviously, you can't do an Isra Drabbanan to avoid Hefzid, usually, right? But in this case, if you're talking Isra Drabbanan, I guess it was relatively light Isra Drabbanan, they were making over Makom Hefzid. I might say even that works better for the mitzvah shot than the matter of shot. It would be easier to say we're making Makom Hefzid because we're not mamish being matter and Isra, we're just being made a lot to do a mitzvah, but it's still a chiddush. Usually, it's a Hefzid k'tas. Usually, every Isra Drabbanan, we're not making over, but in this case, they're making one it's a big chiddush. Says the Riaz, a kilo bin Makom Hefzid. That's not his words, but that's what he's saying. It's really. Right? Very much the opposite of that meat you're recording Tosfos. Or the meat you're being the Pharaoh's Tosfos.
But isn't it there?
Yeah, because how Homer or Khaled is, you can have one side of oneness and slide it to more Homer or Khaled. So then that's why I'm not really,
The very popular pshat is what everyone quotes from Rabbeinu Hananel. That's also what the Tosafot Red says. What the Rishonim quote from Rabbeinu Hananel. What are they all quote from Rabbeinu Hananel? That the heter here is a technical trick. What's the heter? That it's most, once it's in your mouth, once they chitemsa, you can't spit it out because it's already ruined. And it's a big, once it's in your mouth, it's already ruined. It's already in a roi machila. And again, it's a little funny thing because it's ready for you to swallow. It's ready for you to finish your maisa shtia, but it's not ready to do a full shtia too. Okay? No one else could drink it. If it was in a cup, you couldn't drink it. And therefore, Miguel, that once it's not roi l'shtia, therefore there's no chiyuv bracha, or at least the chiyuv bracha is not so strong. And therefore, they were Mekel. Right? So, says Rabbeinu Hananel, Tosas Rid does not say like his grandson. Tosas Rid say the same thing. Mishas Soma Ochlan Tov Pip, Batlu B'nim Asub Ruach Baruch Pip. They get disgusting with your saliva and their bottle. Ve'ein Mehem Bishom Da Aslan Lebrach. Give it to Batlu Mehava Yasan. Since they lost their existence as a food. So this is the Rach and others. Says, Potter Kavan Shenasu Einon Ruyen Lishtia. Since they become, after all, if I do drink a disgusting liquid that's not drinkable, I don't say a bracha. Okay, it's a bit of a chiddush because if you look at it from before I put it into my mouth till I swallow, I swallow a delicious brandy, right? It's just that once in my mouth I spit it out, it wouldn't be good anymore. So, obviously, every time I drink, I first put it in my mouth, it gets ruined, and I swallow. And yet I say the bracha. So I say the bracha before, and it's so wrong. But here, I already put it in my mouth, and now I want to know if I'm chayitzei bracha. If I want to know if I'm chayitzei bracha before I put it in my mouth, it's wrong. But if I want to know if I'm chayitzei bracha when it's already in my mouth, now it's been ruined. It's funny. It's I can still get the full enjoyment, but the chetz is sort of been ruined. And therefore, we are mekel. Again, I don't want to be like anything necessarily. I might say this, you know, perhaps works a little better if you really look at that. The chetz is ruined, even though I'm in the middle of a maisa chila. Okay, but that's the kula. The most interesting shot to me is the Raivin. The Meir quotes the Raivin a little more explicitly, and the Raivin of the Sages of the Rambam says it maybe a little less explicitly, but he has a fascinating lashon. What's the fascinating lashon? Really, you can dive a lot in all these sheets. What's the fascinating lashon of the Meir quoting the Raivin? And similar, let's start with the Raivin on the Rambam. Says the Raivin on the side of the Rambam here. Again, he understands the Rambam as Derech what? Which he agrees with the coin for Rashi and Ritva, but here he disagrees with it. He says, make a bracha after, it's only if you're going to eat more. But otherwise, once you finish, we possibly can't say a bracha. Ordinarily, then he says, if you have other, fascinating, if you have more coke, spit it out down the drain, make a bracha and drink your other coke. So it's not being ended without a bracha. But if you don't have other coke and you need this coke, they were matir. Why? But look at his lashon. He tira leval an. You could have said they were matir just because, like we are, poor guy. You know, we have rahmanis on you. It's only drop on, and we don't want you to thirst. He says a little differently. He says, you can swallow it because if you spit it out, you lose the coke and the bracha. Meaning, if you have more coke, fine. If you don't have more coke, if you spit it out, you lose the coke and the bracha. Finish the sentence. If you swallow it, you lose the bracha, but keep the coke. So, what's better, to lose the coke and the bracha? Or lose the bracha and keep the coke? Either way, you lost the bracha. You might as well drink your coke. Which the Meir just quotes much more explicitly from the Raivin. That's what he's saying. The Meir just quotes it a lot more explicitly, says the Meir right there. He says, Kasuba Yoli Mechabrin, he said the Rambam never actually meant the first answer. Rather, one of the Gedolim of Farshim, right? The word Gedolim of Farshim in the Meiri. Right? You know the Meiri has nicknames for everyone. The Meiri only believes in nicknames. Gedolim of Chakram is the Rambam, Gedolim of Poskim is the Rit, Gedolim of Bonim is Rashi, Gedolim of Farshim is always the Raivit. Gedolim of Farshim is always the Raivit, Fokum Yavar. Says the Meiri, Gedolim of Farshim, Kasu Shlom, Namar, Kainal, Shinshab, Old Mesa, Masu Panam, Umutav, Shigib, Lain, Bibarak, Rach, Achrona, Ben, the Swaldam, Say, Rach, Achrona. If you spit it out, you lose the hanos and the bracha. What's the logic here? The logic here is, you know what? Either way, you're not going to say a bracha. because it's a case where you don't have more coke. If either way you're not going to say a bracha, you might as well drink your coke. Right? If either way you're not, you can spit it out and say a bracha, spit it out and say a bracha. If you're not going to say a bracha, show me either way, then better to drink your coke and at least say bracha achrona and at least have coke. I think the lashon of the Me'iri, I think the svar of the Me'iri is very clear. Basically, what he's saying, again, if I understand him correctly, Ari, I'm going to give you your job. Green line. Yes, he is, fascinatingly. I agree. But basically what he says is that Yishta ki mimanav shach lo yivarech bracha rishona. Meaning, either way, you're not going to make a bracha, so you might as well eat. I think this very much ties into our hakir. If it's an isser, just don't do the isser. You know, what do you say? You might as well drink the next day bracha either way. What do you mean? If it's an isser, just don't do the isser, right? If I tell you, you have meat that's not shechted, you have a knife anyway. I'm not going to shecht anyway, you might as well eat the meat. No, it's ridiculous. Don't do it. Don't eat treat, right? But if you're saying it's not an isser, but it's a mitzvah, you know what? When I drink coke, it's a mitzvah to say shahakal. If I spit out the coke, I'm not going to say shahakal, but I drink the coke. Either way, I'm not doing the mitzvah. Either way, I'm not doing the mitzvah. I might as well drink my coke. Now, obviously, it's better not to be in a situation where you have to not do a mitzvah. But if there is a mitzvah on us, then that's an interesting question. Can you get in a situation where you'll be honest and not be able to do a mitzvah? So he says, yeah, if you're not doing the mitzvah, even if you can do the mitzvah, don't get in a situation honest. If you're already there, if you're honest, don't do the mitzvah. What's the deal? You're not going to do it anyway. So what I'm trying to say here is, I think it's striking. It's like, this is an amazing svara. You're going to lose the bracha if you spit it out anyway. If the issue is matir, I don't care if I'm going to lose the bracha and get the bracha. I care if I'm going to eat trade or eat kosher, or rather eat gezel, or eat chulin, right? If the issue is the mitzvah, then it makes sense. Well, if you're not going to do the mitzvah anyway, then you might as well just drink your bread. So I think if I can, let's see if we can cheat a little and put here 9, which is Hechnis Mashkin Befib. What are some of the answers? So if you say it's a matir, then Lechora, you have to say like the Riaz or the Rach, meaning you have to have a good hesber why they were making them. Or rather, a technical dachuk hesber why they were making them. If you say it's a mitzvah, then it's a little easier. You can nicha the ra'ivid, meaning the ra'ivid of the Mishnah Torah, that says, well, if it's a mitzvah, you're not going to do the mitzvah, so don't be, if you're not going to say anyway, why are we so strict with you? You know, or this becomes number 8. Varech Aharka, which makes more sense than you said if it's a mitzvah.
If it's a mitzvah, it's more than just, hey, you're missing out on the mitzvah.
That's a good point. The way the Me'iri quotes, he says, you know what, if it's a mitzvah, it's connected to Baruch Achrona, then it's not really the end of the world. Like, you're right, if it's like a package deal, then better to do that. Better to do an aspect of this mitzvah. Because you're not losing it like every. Better to do half this mitzvah than none. That's a very good point. Yeah. It's interesting. No one quotes Bal Tashchis, meaning even the Riaz, who should, doesn't say the word Bal Tashchis. It's an interesting question why, but I think the answer why is because, and this is something said by all the Achronim, I don't think it's in Shas anywhere, but all the Achronim, you know, this comes up all the time. This comes all the time in Alach L'maisa, right? It's Bal Tashchis that you're so machmer and you end up, whatever. So all the Achronim write that it's not Bal Tashchis if you throw something out because of a Kedah in Halach. Certainly, if not because of Aloha Mamish, even the modern day poster, right? Again, you have to know where to draw the lines. Obviously, if you draw the line someplace, you need a certain sound judgment. But if I'm more Machmir and Kashrus and I end up doing something out, the old modern day poster, right? It's not Baltashkis. Because Baltashkis is only if it's not for a spiritual goal. So that's probably why they don't bring it up. That's supposed to have said, I'm so Mafsid mind Hasid, you know, even if it's for a spiritual goal.
The
Bnei Yeshua really.
No, the svara on the other end. Maybe you'll get a tough not getting mazer. Say that also if you weren't end up in the bracha. I don't know if that's something. Maybe there's
interesting.
Common kill okay. Our so maybe it's not your
have interesting. I hear the time now. Okay, you have to think about that. I want to
know that the very first that
you have
for equivalent
okay, we're not going there. Okay, I just want to try out two other records that I put in brackets that are interesting. Maybe I should have not put them outside of brackets. Lo Shana. Be interesting. You know, this is very, very far from Mokrach, but it's two interesting Rambans, which might tie into this. And then I noticed the Gizemish tied into this Hakira really strongly. One issue is, what about if you eat treif? Now, you're not allowed to eat treif, but if you do eat treif, should you say a bracha? So this is a famous machlokes in the Rambam and the Ravid. The Gemara says that there's no zimun on treif, the Mishnah, right? The same Mishnah that appears in the topic's job. If you ate, you know, Meiser Shevi Shlom Niftin, Meiser Mishnah Nitl Trumaso, etc., then you're not Sami. But if you eat Demand, Meiser Mishnah Nitl Trumaso, Meiser Mishnah Niftu, etc., then you are Mizami. If you treif, there's no zimun, says the Ravid. The Ravid says, no, that just means there's no semen. Why? Because you can't have favor to a chabura with other Jews if you eat treif. Because eating treif can't be mitzai. You can't be mitzari to other Jews by eating treif. Eating treif is the opposite of tzirub to the Jewish people. Okay, so the lack of, or maybe I'm saying it too philosophically, maybe he just means 10% to have semen, you eat kibbias together, you can't say a yid has kibbias to eat treif. You know, treif is by definition. Okay, so he said it's a technical rule in Zimun, but the Rambam says no, it's a rule of brachos. No bracha mishana and achrona on treif. It's a very fascinating question. You know, I don't know, I'm like in Kibruv or something, you know, and I'm like a goat, a car people, they're in treif. So should I say, you know, I'm a Chabad rabbi. They're not in my Chabad house, and they're not in treif. Somehow, I think the Chabad rabbi probably show up in treif. Okay, but whatever. I don't know, I'm trying to metarate my non-Krum cousins. They happen to be eating treif, but I've gotten them into bracha, so I try to get them to say a bracha. So the Rambam would say, no, other Rambam, it's an avir of them to say a bracha, and we'll say a birach niyetz Hashem. And the Rambam would say, no, you should try to get them to say a bracha. So it's an issue to the Rambam. Now, this machlokas could be about something else. It could be about a klal called we'll say a birach niyetz Hashem, which means that that if you make a bracha on something bad, it actually backfires and it's an insult to Hashem. So they could be really just a machlokes about the rule, but say a biyur niyetz Hashem.
What if someone's eating the iser and the eating treif for the heter sick or is
so I'm talking eating treif for the iser here. Eating treif for the heter, the post consumed the Rambam would be modeh, although it's a little complicated. That's why I use the example of my non-Krum cousins. But maybe it could tie into this question. Perhaps you could say, what are we saying? If we're talking a matir, so let's say something is usher. Should I also do a second isser or should I matir that second isser? Right? If you're doing something that's usher, should you do two isser or one? I hope that's not a hard question. You can be matir. Interesting question. Okay. Don't want to say, no, if it's matra, I have to be matra something that Hashem is never knows in the day other. So you have to say, it's not okay, maybe it's not such a good nafkmina. Maybe it's not such a good nafkmina, maybe I'll let it go. I want to say it's nafkmina. If you say it's a mitzvah to be a shabeach, has to be a mitzvah to be a shabeach, you get a shabeach to Hashem on an issue. But if it's a matra, then at least better do one issue than two issue. But Joel wants to say, no, maybe either. If it's a matra, the matra only thinks that Hashem would give us, if he said the bracha, Hashem never gave us. Fine, we'll leave that out. I'll stick with one more nafkmina. This is where the Gesed Mishnah talks about. Fine, I'll cross it out. That's why I put it in brackets. Is the interesting sugya of mat emes. What if I'm just tasting to know, anyone here ever cooked? Or know someone who cooks? Etc. Yes, I have a very close relationship with someone who cooks. In cooking, you're supposed to like taste the soup at a certain point to see if you need to add spices. That's not MS. Tasting, yes. Assuming that there's a bracha on Bachas Mikashir, how does it, let me say it over and then we'll see if you still look better.
The Gemara says, Mat emes, if you taste less than a rubius, you don't need to say a bracha. At least if you taste, you don't need to say a bracha, and seemingly it's connected with less than a rubius. Okay, there's two nachminas of tasting fast days, and which fast days? And brachos, which then the rubius. But there's a fascinating machlokes rishonim. When we say that tasting doesn't need a bracha, you taste, you don't say shahak, but when you taste the chicken soup. Does that mean if you taste it and spit it out, you don't need a bracha? Or does that mean that if you taste it and swallow it, you don't need a bracha? Meaning, if you say it means if you taste it and spit it out, you don't need a bracha, it's not such a big kiddush. You didn't eat anything. Why should you say a bracha? But the Rambam says, no, even if you taste it and swallow it, you don't need a bracha. Why? You did a full achila, because your kavanah wasn't for achila. Now, interestingly, it says, until a rabbius, the way the kiddush says, because once you eat a rabbius, you for sure have kavanah for achila. You don't have to take that way. Being that's a machlokas, the Rambam says that if you taste, even if you swallow, you don't say a bracha. And the Kesem Mishnah points out the Rabbeinu Chanan on the Rif disagree. The truth is, if you disagree with Rambam, that's not a big chiddush. To say whenever you eat something, no matter what your kavanah is, you have to say bracha. I don't think it's a big chiddush. I don't think you need lumps. No, that's a pasuk. The Rambam is just a chiddush. What did the Rambam say? If you eat, but your kavanah is not for eating, you don't have to say a bracha. So Nirlami is daiti that, and I think not just on his daiti, this way, because Mish is going, that the other sheet that makes sense no matter what you say. It's just a posture shot. The Rambam is a finish. It kind of doesn't really make sense. It's a matter. It's gezel and me'ilu without a bracha, even if I'm eating it for an ulterior motive, I'm still eating Hashem's food. I'm then all the same, right? Whether I'm eating it because, I want to get schmack of a little chicken soup, Tomei Chaim Zachu, or whether I'm eating it because I want to check that it's properly spiced. Taka is properly spiced, then it will be schmack in the end. Anyway. Either way, I'm nenem and olmazeh lo bracha. Like, why should I be allowed to be nenem and olmazeh without a matter? It doesn't make sense to me that if it gets on the eel, it should be matter just because I have an alternative motive. However, if you're going to say that it's a mitzvah, and what does Kazmish say? It's a mitzvah, it's an extension of bracha of Yechavsvat and Be'rachta. Maybe your chal only means Be'kalvan and Sachila. Maybe the mitzvah is only chal, and I just think for its own sake. Be'achalta means Be'achalta l'shem achila. When I do something for a different sake, maybe the mitzvah is not chal, especially, it's chal, but I say if I'm doing something ulterior motive, it's not quite the same level of Shevach Voda. Yeah, it is nice food, but I wasn't really trying to taste the food. But I'm not really interested in tasting the food. You see that it's not quite the same level of Shevach Voda. So I think Lanias Daiti, and here's where I might get struck by lightning. Checked earlier, make sure there's a lightning bomb on the roof. If you're talking here about what's called mat emes, right? A person who's just tasting the stew. Again, I think the shita that you make a bracha if you swallow is not so interesting. But the Rambam shita is not so micha, right? La'anias daiti, lo micha shita sar Rambam. La'anias daiti, if it's a matter, I don't understand why I should be able to do an aveira just because I have an ulterior motive. But if you're saying it is, and this is really where the Kesef Mishnah says this is olive base, right? If you're saying that, after it's far from Mokrach, but Nirland is like after Lomer, Keharambam, that potter, Apilu, in Bolea, right? Even if you're swallowing, you're still potter. Why? Either way, Rambam's fish. But I think the chiddush is really too machodish. Mitzad matir, mitzad mitzvah. What does the Mishnah say? Because biachalta means kavanah tachil. That's just is biachalta about bracha achrona? No, so about biachalta is also about bracha mishona. And here is where Zach's hit of this. So why more than Rabbis do I have to say bracha achrona? So you could say very technical because more than Rabbis for sure I have kavanah. Or you could say, no, really, we go back to the model of bracha achrona, word of nevius, that's a very serious shock. You know, that's already a chapter of the spot. Okay, sabata, word to one, Russia. Perhaps not. It means it is referring to Revius. Okay, a Revius, that's so similar to Bracha Achrona that no matter what my intention is, if it's left to Revius, then if it's a Rabbana Sachila that counts, even if it's not a full Maisa Achila, okay, but take it or leave it. I think that it's hard to be Matra and Isser because I have an ulterior, I'm just teasing. But it's easier to say, I don't think it's Be'a Shemir, it's Hashem, I'm just tasting, I'm not trying to get, I'm not trying to do an Achila.
Just maybe as on the other side, it helps us say, "Lo, say even though pubs plus it, please all pubs share." It's a count that don't be not found to be most. You could say maybe that tima is the lower category.
You can always say Hashem's not matter.
Yeah, but you need to kind of think it's not that one.
Yeah, because there is a concept of mechila. Here, I don't think we have a concept of mechila.
Say really because it's not there. Mechila taste when you taste something to eat it. Oh, this is good. I'll have some more. But they're not going to do that. So this is a derech mechila. It's not derech mechila. It doesn't count.
Okay, but again, I would say go back to the Rashi and the Ritva about the Shemin Zayas, which again we come back to. That if it's not derech mechila, it's not vechavsa the beirachta. Like you shouldn't have a shevach like bracha achrona. It's not unanim and a whole mazeb bracha. Even not derech mechila. It's hard to say you weren't unanim and a whole mazeb bracha.
We're totally unanim.
Okay.
Why don't you make a bracha before the team and then have kavanah to be near me?
Because I guess God will require you to do that. Right? That would work, you know, before, but that's not, they weren't so much on you. Very, very fasting, which works for everyone but the Rabbah. It's and you're right. In that right. So, okay, fair. I mean, I don't have a great answer.
Just to remember about a logic. Would it not make a difference whether you swallow it?
That's an interesting power. That's clever. Sure. Okay. Now, I just want to say one thing. The Rav was absolutely certain that the Rambam held that Birzanen was a matir. He took the most punchline in the world. His Kiddush is down to say, is it the Rambam says, Kishen, that you bring a bracha, and you make a bracha, that's what the Birzim is also a matter. That was the Rav's part. But I am not so convinced by the Rav, not because of this Rambam. Because this Rambam, everyone already started arguing, but I'm not at all convinced that the Rambam thinks that bracha Rishona is a matter. As a matter of fact, I'm fairly convinced the Rambam thinks bracha Rishona is not a matter, is not on the Ma. Yeah, I'm feeling convinced that he is not on the Mahir side of the Hakira, he's on Rashi's side of the Hakira. Why do I think so? Because, not that just a few things on this board, but those things are not so mukrach, because the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos sets out his organizing principles. He says, the mitzvah same in a Torah to bench. Fine. When we debray sofrim, even to bench on a little. When we debray sofrim, to make a bracha on all bracha Rishona, and then be nana from it. And even in that, even kolshu, even a nice reyach, and if not your mom, the chemi the so from the varchavish mashi yochal, right? The Rav's big on halacha gimel the shame, but there's a chem in halacha beis. Just like we the so from, you have to say bracha rishona. The chem the so from, you have to say a bracha achrona. But again, bracha rishona achrona the same thing. The bracha rishona is not really a matter. You know, just as the Rav says, Rechim doesn't prove anything. For that, I wouldn't prove anything. But then he goes on. He says, and in Halacha Gimel, you make a bracha on mitzvos. And there are certain shevach l'odah brachos, just to remember Hashem on various things you see in the world. Dalet. Nim tzu'u kol al dalet. Kol brachos shosu b'nei. There are three kinds of brachos. All brachos in the world are three types. Or at least, all brachos that he's discussed in Hilchos Brachos that he's discussed in the last three halachos, which are bracha achrona, bracha rishona, Birkas Shel Bodan, things in the world, and Birkas Hamitzos. Three types. Birkas Hanoya, or Birkas Amazon, or Birkas Odosh, and Derek Shel Bodan, Bakashik, the least gross of our time of the early men. There are three types of brachos. Birkas Hanoya, that's Alach Aleph and Beis. Birkas Hamitzos, that's the beginning of Alach and Gimel. And Birkas Odosh, just remember Hashem, whatever you do, which are the end of Alach and Gimel. Why do the Rambam write there are four types? Birch Sanen and Bracha Achrona, Birch San Mitzvos, the Birch Hashem Vodah. Remember Hashem whatever you see. The Rambam puts Bracha Rishona and Achrona in the same type of his three types of Brachas. And he calls it Birch Sanoya, which in our Lashon we call Birch Sanen. Right? Just in his Hebrew, he called it Birch Sanoya. It's striking that if we ask, well, what's the relationship between Bracha Rishona and Bracha Achrona? The Rambam makes a very tight relationship, which is exactly what the Kesef Mishnah is working off. Then it says, yeah, it's all part of the same Svara. So the Rambam, now, admittedly, the Rambam does throw in the Mikvah, which I guess is what the Rambam is based on. But I think that if the Rambam really thought it was a matter of the Mikvah, how could they make it the same type of bracha as bracha? Okay, anyway, I won't put on the board, but Nirlan Yizdaiti, I think that the Rambam might very well not hold like the matter side of the Tekira, because, and that would explain maybe why you don't make a bracha. Which is why you make a good bracha on tasting for ulterior motives, why something is cool, although that you can explain otherwise. But it could be that the Rambam, when he makes three types of brachas instead of four, would really go with this Rashi and Kesef Mishnah. That's what the Kesef Mishnah is inspired by, no doubt.
Aloha is three. And aloha is there is a Muslim language three.
Yes, Birch is a mazon on a small amount of bread, bracha rishona, and bracha achrona on other foods.
Seder
is very interesting. Why did why did put all achrona then rishona or rishona then achrona? But why did you want to be achrona then rice? Bracha achrona with drabana on a small amount of bread, bracha rishona, and then bracha achrona with drabana on non bread. Why did he stick bracha rishona in between two takamas of bracha achrona? Again, it would be in between Darais and Darabana, you would say the Rambam generally covers all Darais and then starts Darabana. He says, Bracha Krona Darais, Bracha Krona Darabana, Bracha Rishona Darabana, Bracha Krona Darabana. It's such a funny Seder. Why is he mixing them in, if not to hint that he really thinks they're the same as Sodom? He's really not. He really doesn't hold from after. Okay, I hope someday the Rambam will forgive me for this. If you decide you believe the Rav and not Bednarsh, then you can do so. But I'm inclined to believe Bednarsh. But I would say, let me add here, maybe the Rambam Reish Helchos Brachos, A, he makes them the same type, and B, he interweaves them, and he's usually so conceptually organized, and he does Achrona Darais, Achrona Darabanan, Rishona Darabanan, Achrona Darabanan. Why have such a weird order, if not purposely wanted to mix them. Good hour. Okay.
Still on the same technique.
Yeah, that's what I said. It's just, okay, now, and maybe Abe's is better than mine. Now, I just want to end with, or not end, and last year, this year. I just want to end last year with one ha'ara, which is that some of the acronyms suggest that it could be that you don't pick one side of the Hakira. It could be, maybe both sides of the Hakira are correct, right? Meaning, if they're both good Svaras, and they both have Makoros, one is this Svara of Mehila, Hashem Arz and Meloa, that seems like a good Svara. The other is Kodesh Yibulem, Hillel, and Abachomer from Rosh Achrona, that also seems like a good Svara. Maybe both Tzadim are correct. And who do we see this in the Makoros sheet, for example? We saw in the Rav here suggests that, and the Rav here suggests that, and the Emek Bracha. The Emek Bracha is very bothered by the Sugya of the Birch Sanen and afterwards. He said, you know what? He says, I really think it's a matter. But on the other hand, Ravina says you can make the Bracha afterwards, and the Gemara doesn't reject Ravina forcefully enough. The Gemara doesn't say to Ravina, you're dead wrong, it's a stupid idea, how can you have a matri afterwards? The Gemara says, well, since you should have said it beforehand, you shouldn't say it afterwards. It makes it sound like, really, he must say that all the days of the Gemara at least have a good havam in the skit afterwards. So if the havam say it afterwards, it must be a mitzvah, not a matri, but he thinks it's a matri. So it says the Emek Bracha, this is the Emek Bracha in Simon Bays, and the Rav suggests that here as well. Maybe there's the same thing, and maybe they're both right. Maybe there's two chiyuvim that you go through the afternoon that basically it's even more machmir of maybe there's two chiyuvim of Birch Sanen, maybe there's a double chiyuv of Birch Sanen. And the double chiyuv of Birch Sanen, then all the afternoon is just have to go and take that whichever's more machmer the two kiyumim. That's what he wants to suggest. The Rav, he wants to as far as say that one is the rice and one is the rabbanan. The shevach is the rice, the matzah is the rabbanan, which is again maybe a little bit different ideas. But maybe the state demon. Another approach.
So you don't know the top of the asking and the besides the you could say even
after the rule and the Rav, yeah, kind of what. So
I also think that you get that stuff. He always comes up with this thing that tells you dying as well of the Nigu, but apparently even if
yeah, okay, fair. What does he say? They want to say there's Sveitina. I'm not going to take it, just take too much time to go to the Shafi and say, why would be Sveitina? Or you can figure out logically. That's Sveitina stuff. However, many of the parts are very, very, very bothered by an Un. The Rav, I think, there on Daf Yud Zayin, and the Emek Brecha, also in Simon Gimel, where he deals with more in. Where it deals with the Gemara of an Onen, are very bothered by an Onen. Why? Because the Rosh Mishans and the Kolbo were not famous Shitas, and even if they are famous Shitas, no one in the world talks about them. It's interesting, some people, it was such a good Svara that, like the Me'am Loes, if I recall correctly, he didn't know the Rosh, he didn't know the Kolbo, I don't know what Svara he had. And he said, you know what? All the posts can say the only doesn't say Brach Mishan, but it can't be. It's a matter. How can he eat without a matter? It must be he should. Oh, he gets all the posts. I'm so nervous. You know what? Maybe he should have listened to someone else and try and like be Yotzei in between, whatever. You know, the Svara was so striking that even the man Lois, who did not know have a copy of the Rosh Mishan, but Olbo ended up there. But nonetheless, you know, the Tobol and the Me'am Loes and the Orchaz Chaim and the Rosh Mishans. If that's all I can pick, then there's 200 Mishan and Poskim on the other side, right? The main halacha is like Rashi, is that there is an Onen doesn't say Bracha Rishona. And then the question becomes, if an Onen doesn't say Bracha Rishona, what happened to the idea of a Matir? Right? How can an Onen not say Bracha Rishona and it's a Matir? Now, okay, everyone tries to be Nizachak to get out of this. You know, to get out, like, if you want to say the matter side of Akira, how do you put the side of the equivalent of Kol Yisrael for many, many, many centuries, that an Onen eats without, or eats and drinks without a bracha? So, okay, you could always say it's a special to come into your abundance for an Onen, which overrides the normal bracha. But what the Amic Bracha says, the Simi Gimel Bracha suggests also over there, Dr. Zion, is that maybe it's a Tzvedinim, but as maybe Joel said earlier, it's not an equal Tzvedinim. It's not like they're two independent people. It's really originally just a Chiyuv Mitzvah. Once they made a Chiyuv Mitzvah, then they also made an Isra without it. And there's logic to that. What's the logic? First, they made a Chiyuv Mitzvah to say a Bracha. And then once there's a Chiyuv, they wouldn't stop with being a Matir. What do you mean, Lashem Ha'aretz Umaloa? What do you mean, Lashem Ha'aretz Umaloa? You know, Hashem obviously wanted us to eat things in the world, right? When he created the world, he said, the other Marisha, as well as other species, you should eat stuff. So what do we mean a matter for? No, once they made a mitzvah, now it's a mitzvah that everyone eats to say Bracha to Hashem. Now they didn't mean a mitzvah that you say Bracha to Hashem. Now, if you don't say Bracha to Hashem, you're really taking things from his world improperly, and you're also doing an Isser. It's not an Isser original. It's not original. It's not a partnership Sveitinim. Or rather, there's a senior partner or a junior partner, maybe even an associate. There's no Svar. Hashem created the world. Yeah, he created the world for us to eat. What do you mean, Matir? But once Chazal say you should have a mitzvah to say a bracha, then if you eat without a bracha, you're being nah, improperly ol hazeh. And then if you're improperly ol hazeh, not only a bit hazeh, it's also an aveira. Once there's a mitzvah, not doing the mitzvah is already taking without permission. That is what the Emek Bracha, Simon Gimel, and the Rav, Andaf Yud Zayin Mateis, if I have the dog directly, says, not really a pure tzvei dinim, but it's it's originally a chiyuv mitzvah, but then becomes an iser, you know, slash matir, right?
Really, and that's how they explain it. When is it aser? The iser is only chal under the chiyuv mitzvah.
Since the pony doesn't have a chiyuv mitzvah, the iser is not chal. Again, this is a very popular shot in, you know. Remember, we saw her, Israel, we saw her, right? It's all popular, right? You know, Sefer of Lundus and Kaf, Sefer of Lundus, all we saw her, this is as well. But yeah, it's also London. That's just a question. I just want to say, a point. Not the person I actually thrust the resist. He said, yeah, it's only an answer when there's a mitzvah. And therefore, when there's a mitzvah, that's not the answer. But if the mitzvah is not chal, because it's someone's own name, then the answer does apply. Basically, what he's saying is, when it's a mitzvah, it's also a matir. But when it's not, it's not. Because Chazal, we're only talking the answer once there was already a mitzvah, which makes sense. You know, in philosophy, it should be common sense. It makes sense, it'll be common sense. Someone, Hashem created the world. Why do I have to say a bracha to take it? He created the world and gave it to me. Once Chazal say I have to say a mitzvah, then already, sorry, I have to say a bracha. Once Chazal says a chiyuv mitzvah, say I have to say a bracha, then already, if I don't do the asay, I'm taking with neglecting and disrespecting Hashem. And once I don't do the asay, I'm also taking something while neglecting and disrespecting Hashem, and once I do that, I'm taking something that Hashem didn't want me to have, and I'm also doing it, sir.
Can't you say that Onan is capable of making the proper bracha?
Yes, you could say maybe it's like what they mocked this Israel for him in the West Grey Room because he was an honest. I don't think you have to say this, but now I want to say something just very cool. What? Correct. Now, but here I want to say, if you just read the Gemara, I think he had something else. I heard this once the name of the Rav, but I couldn't find in any of the books, the published notes. If you read the Gemara very, very carefully, the way I read the Gemara, you start with a chiyuv of shnevach. Why did that not last till the end? What kills the theory of the chiyuv shevach, halachom bracha achrona? What kills that theory? What objects? What? Right? We say, I can get it to work for bread, kalachomer from benching. I can get it to work from grapes if you have the manda omar. I can get it to work from grapes if you have the manda omar. A carrier of vine, and he learns that you're a shovel to go to. I can get it to work for all fruits if you have the manda renetter. I can even, according to, I can even, according to Tosas Girsa, get it to work for all fruits and vegetables, because the tzadashah there of the fruits of the netta revai and the grains of the achatzot revai. But I can't get it to work for basher beitz v'tachin, right? For non-vegetable products. And then they need to come out to the svara. What would seem to come out of the sugya, if you just read it, very, very pashut. There's a mitzvah aspect for all gedulim and akarka. Everything goes to the ground. But for everything goes into the mitzvah aspect and the matir. Because the matir is general. All of them. For anything that doesn't go on the ground, there's only a matir. That's what might, I mean, not sfeidinim and everything. It might depend what you're talking about, right? Maybe the real masala of our Gemara, if you just read the Gemara, is that there's Tzvei Dinam. Basically said, we have one Dinam Shevach, it works for any Gedulim and Akarka. But we have to cover non-Gedulim and Akarka, so we say a Matir. First, the Matir goes back. So maybe on Gedulim and Akarka, Tzvei Dinam, a Matir, and Dinam Shevach. And on any Gedulim and Akarka, you only have the Dinam Matir. Now, fascinatingly, if in Hilchos Brachos, if you were talking to your, you know, three-year-old kid, you're teaching about brachas, and you want to say ein gedulim in a karka, how would you tell him which foods you mean? Shahakol foods, right? Basically, what's going on here? There are shahakol foods and
other brachos and special brachos. Right? Shahakol is general, right? The words are shahakol, the emperor. Shahakol is the most general word possible. And we know, the Mishnah says later on, enough, man, if you say shahakol and everything goes to the other, shahakol is general. The general brach of shahakol is only tzad matir. Why? Because matir is all the mazik. Yeah. Being matir, you have to say, lashem or tzulubah, shahakol, we have to borrow. Shahakol is the ideal matir bracha. I don't mean shahakol means a matir, but if the matir is coming from lashem or tzulubah, then the ideal matir bracha is shahakol, we have to borrow. Shahakol, or tzulubah, mashem. Boom. Why do you have to say special brachos? Why do you have to say special brachos? Why not say shakal and everything? But the evidence would work. Why do you have to say special brachos? The special, if you think about it, is there a svara to say different brachos on different foods? Now again, Rabbi Yehuda says, oh, we didn't have the Gemara yet. What I want to tell you is this. The svara is to acknowledge that Hashem created the world. And that is shakal. And that's why things that are only covered by the svara get shakal. It's not coincidence. However, the need to say a special bracha for special things, that's an extra shevach to Hashem. It's not matir. Those things as a matir to an extra shevach and point out specifically the greatness of this particular thing. No, shahakol is the matir, is what I'm claiming, as I'll be shouting in the mark. Shahakol is the matir, and that's why they only need the matir to cover shahakol. When it comes to anything that's not shahakol, anything that grows on the ground, then, of course, it's also the matir, but it's much more than the matir. It's a matir, and also the chief shemek. It's exactly what's the end with the matir, but it's also chief shemek. And for chief shemek, we need to praise Hashem a lot. How much do you need to praise Hashem? So, fascinatingly, how strong of a mucker? What is super strong mucker for praising Hashem? Bread. The achals was after the graph, the kavu chomer. So, get the bracha bonzi. And maybe it's in the zonos first. Well, the zonos not the mission. Geffen. Why Geffen? Kerem Ravai. Atzetz HaGoffen. What has an even stronger mucker? Well, fruits of trees have a stronger mucker than vegetables, because Netta Ravai. So they get heights. And vegetables at least have some mucker, because that's not a shabbe of Netta Ravai and what they call kama, meaning grains. Basically, every single havamin of our Gemara as to why it's a mucker turns into one of the special brachos. Why? The Chazal are saying is that it's not shevach. The stronger the mukar, the more shevach you need. And therefore, geffen needs more shevach than keravai. And lechem needs more shevach because of a chatzurat rabbi. I know the words going to give other reasons, but those reasons are going to turn out to be the same thing. And eitz needs more shevach, and only for geffen name. And eitz needs more shevach than netzer rabbi. And hadoman needs at least more shevach than non-vegetarian products, non-vegetable products, because of the Sada Shabbat. What? So it's striking, and I'll add one last thing. What bracha does our Mishnah not mention? There's more than one answer. Zonos and our Mishnah Shakl. And what does our Mishnah open with? What does our Mishnah open with? King said, Megarchim al Haperos. What are Buster Mates of the Duggan? Why kids are working on a payros? What that might imply is, now I'm not saying this is the only way to explain the Mishnah. We'll see in a week or so, that there's another way to explain the difference between shakal and other brachos. But the Mishnah clearly implies kids are working on a payros. It's not just that shakal gets left for later in the parak. That would be the end of the world. Shakal's left later in the parak. Now we're going from like more specific, less specific, not everything, and making the first mission of the same. What opens kids are working on a payros? Why not open with Kate's and Revarted, Kate Markon al Oakland, right? Kate Markon al Piros, it really makes it sound like Piros is its own din. What way might Piros be its own din? You don't have to take the next step, but if you then look at the Shakhtari and say, you know why Piros is its own din? Because Piros is the din of Shevach, and Matur also in the end, and Shahako is only the din of Matur. If this theory is true, this is a much more specific Tzaydinim, and also it's like, not just saying Dinah al-Chazal, we're talking two things. Why are they talking two things? Like Sam, they're in the mood to be talking two things? No, maybe they're talking two things. Okay. They're talking two things because if they're really Tzvedinim, like, where do we see in Pshat of Judaism that they're Tzvedinim? According to what I was saying, we see in Pshat of Judaism, you don't need Lumbus. You just need Lumbus to, like, formulate in certain words. You see in Pshat of Judaism, Tzvedinim, why? There's a din of Shahako. And then is a din, which is not about anything, just about the world. Nin is a din of special brachos. Oh, we're grabbing off of a specific item. So, if, again, you could say there's three din of a thumb. This thing, shahakol, is about one thing, and the other brachos are about other things. But what I'm claiming is that if you then put it back into our sugya, right, shahakol is about a matir. The other brachos, when you need more than a matir, there's also a shevach, and that's why they correspond so nicely to the exact shahakol of Tyre and our Gemara. And that's why they say we covered everything. They don't say these words. We covered everything about shahakol. Where are you going to cover shahakol? By a matir. So what I want to tie in it is, I don't have, again, I could have sworn, but I won't, that when I was a kid, I heard this name of the Rav. I've looked in so many books they published, and those of the Rav, I didn't find it. So I don't know, maybe someone else told it to me, and I forgot who. But if it's wrong, I made it up. But I think it's right. So I heard it from some Gadol, and I don't remember who. Maybe you could say that there's Tzvei Dinam, but not Tzvei Dinam in everything. Tzvei Dinam is Shahakol versus the Brachos Protios, the specific brachos.
We're going to have to say that there's only, it's not really true as a makor, it's true there as a smata, but it's pretty much a pliyama. All brachos are shown, even those with brachos
and it's a smata, that's fine. Now, am I right or am I wrong? Right? Am I making up nonsense? And just based on being too medayik and shakla target, or is it, could it really be true? What are you going to say? You said, hold on, we got to work 10 nakaminas. Maybe let's see if there's really, not Tzvei Dinam in general, but the difference in Shahakol and the Brachos Protios, then you'd expect in some of these Nafkaminas to go one way for Shahakol and a different way for the Brachos Protios. Like, just take an example. Pachmi Kashir, what would you say? Well, Shahakol is a matter, so you always have to Shahakol. But the other Brachos Protios, those are only a Sheva learned from a Kavachoma. You only have a Sheva from a real Shir, and so you wouldn't say the Brachos Protios just Shahakol. And you would end up, if this Vedim is right, saying like, if I had half a gzais of oranges, I should say shahakol, because I only need the matzah side, but now the brachos protios side. And we're going to say, okay, well, isn't that the most ridiculous thing in the world? Because that's not what we're used to. But there is a sheep like that. A sheep like that is something very obscure. You have to take many books off the shelf to find, or you can find in your handy-dandy Vilna Shas. In your handy-dandy Vilna Shas, we're going to yawn it in the back. On that sugya, the Zayas Yilvasov says, he paraphrases it all, says, you don't make a bracha achrona less than a kazayas. But of course, you make shahakol on less than a kazayas of olives, right? You need less than a kazayas of olives. Remember, one average olive is less than a kazayas because you don't eat it. He says, of course, you make shahakol on less than an olive. Why do you make shahakol? As it says, hachlu kazayas behind lefana birka shahakol. Why? Today, so Yehanim and Ola Zeh below bracha. Hey, he all of a sudden sticks in Yehanim below bracha, meaning the matter. Today, so Lord Yehanim, not today, so you do something. Today, so you don't do it, sir. So it's not a shnicha. Says the Rebbe Yonah, less than a kazayis, you don't have to do anything, but you have to not do it, sir. Right? To not do it, sir, you only say shahakol. It's not worthy of shnicha. Less than a kazayis, you don't say bracha brona, and you don't say ha'itz. But in order to matter the answer, you need to say shahakol. So if I'm going to say, let's make this a little star, then we're going to say, here is Rabbeinu Yonah. Says Rabbeinu Yonah that you don't say the bracha pratis, but you do say shahakol, and he says, why? Again, clearly, Rabbeinu Yonah is saying there's a fundamental difference between shahakol and other brachos. But it's not enough. He's saying, and I'll tell you why there's a fundamental difference. Traditionally, a hundred will bracha. Because what you shouldn't do, that's what you should do. There's no need to do something unless there's ice. But there is a need not to do something to matter the iser because of the iser. And I think there, that is, and I'll do one other rishon, and the other ra. The ra is complicated. To rapidly appreciate the technicalities of the Ra'ah, we'll get to that. So you soon enough, but the Ra'ah is talking about a case where you put a lot of olive oil in mixed with your borscht. You mix so much olive oil in your borscht that it is not really edible to normal people. It's only medicinal. And what does he say in that case? Says the Ra'ah, again, the ikkar is not
what his shita is, but how he explains the svara for his shita. What did the Ra'ah say? The Ra'ah says, if you put a lot of olive oil in your borscht, then you say chayitz. But it doesn't mean so much that it's not available in your people, it only mess. No, that means you put a lot, it's good for a chila. But if it's so much that it's not a chila, kol ki agavna, apal gavna mishani minei, lom mevarchalei el shahakol. Even though you're nana, you only say shahakol, kid amuch l'kam ekbar, okay? But what's he saying? Notice, again, the sheet of the Ra'ah, he's not a sheet of the Yachid. The Brahmins is something similar to it, but not for the same reason. What am I just want the sheet of the Ra'ah. That if you're putting so much, you know, like oil straight is a little gross. If you're putting so much olive oil, so little borscht, then it's like, it's not so much olive oil that there's no at all. Not so much, so little olive oil that's good for it. What's the in between? Remember, we had this Hakira of Rashi and the Ritva. Are you chaytek a bracha rishon when you're ochel or when you're nana? Notice the lashon of the Ra'ah. He says nothing b'toras achila. You're not ochel, but he then says mishani minei. But you're nana. What if you're nana without achila? If you can have nana without achila, what's the din? Says the Ra'ah. Nana without achila, you say shahakol. Why? That makes perfect sense according to this. These are the two rayas for the tzvaydinim. The Ra'ah says the Ra'ah that you only. That the bracha pratis depends on achila. Only if it's achila do you say a bracha pratis, but shahakol depends on hana'a. It says lashon. He said, "Nam de'achila b'mishanimide." If you're nene and no chel, you say a bracha pratis. You can sheva. If you're not nene, you say nothing. But if you're nene without no chel, you don't need the sheva. Not de'achal b'sabata. But you still need the matter also that comes from the Zabul Rasha. And whenever you have a matter without Shevach, such as Basar Beit V'Dagin, such as Pachnik Zayis Beit V'Niyola, such as Hanilah without Nil Achilo Ra'ah, then you say Shahak. And it could be that even if you know, whether we pass like the Ra'ah or not, doesn't come back. We clearly don't pass like the Niyola. Even don't pass like the Niyola, so you might agree with this law. Does just go back and make other questions. You have to get a little close. You never know how much you need. But I'll be loved if there are other idiot, I think, clearly told, that is not a Tzvedinim Sam. The Tzvedinim, and it's always better if you leave the Tzvedinim, say, well, there's a reason they made Tzvedinim. What's the reason they made Tzvedinim? Because they want a Chahak, only want to the other bros. Right? There's a reason they made Tzvedinim, not just Sam. That maybe Shahakal is one din, and the need to say a bracha pratis instead of Shahakal is the other din, and I think that's really good in the Shachmatarian explains. This Rabbi Yoma and this Ra'ah. Okay, we'll say more about Shahakal. I remember you wrote an article about Shahakal, and we'll get back to the other things you discussed here.
Even if it was a full Shiva, but the evidence,
yeah, but Gary also Shahakal, because you're a man to the answer.
What?
And
the only thing is to say that Shahakal is also seven, the minimum amount.
Okay, that's a different way. That's a different way of saying it. I might even be more pointed than that. In a week. But okay, let's leave that for now. There's always, you know, this is the kind of this is the basic subject of the whole parable. It's a lot of Catholics in the parable. But this is such a basic subject. There's always more to say, and there's always more to analyze. And you know, if you think deeply, you always find which points you agree with me, which points you think a little differently. You know, but in terms of the pratim, you know, I think in terms of the way to look at the entire concept of. This is the right way to look at it, and I think there's a lot to be said for this thing that flows out of the sukkah of the difference between Shahakal and the other bracha, especially since it fits into two of our nafkaminas nice.
The very last words to Ella, so both times the Gemara is answering every single question. So, at that point, Clint and Mark just said, for Buzz or Beats or Doug, and Sparrow, without.
Yes, you're right. According to me, Ella is a little tricky. But according to me, the Ella is not doing that. Now, of course, the Ella would be Ella in order to answer the question of why you have to make a bracha rishon on everything. But you're right, the Ella is not as doing, but I don't think it's the end of the world. To say Ella, in order to properly answer our question, you need to say this, and that doesn't fully answer the question. But you're right that the Ella is not some doing. I don't know if anyone doesn't have the word Ella. It's an interesting question there. You're right. Okay, I have to think about that. That's a good hour. Okay, now
we're ready to start today's shiur. One technical problem. One very, very significant technical problem, which is that we're ready to start the shiur, and it's 10:59 and 30 seconds. We'll just have to. All right, we'll just have to speed a little more next time. What we're going to do next time then is I apologize to all the new guys who don't yet know that this happens sometimes. Everyone has things in life they're good at and things in life they're total failures at. Okay, what in life I'm good at is everyone else can decide whatever they want. I'm a total failure at sticking to pace. So I apologize. I'm usually not this bad. But it's just, you get so excited about the sugya that you lose track of time. Like, how can you really be in the framework of space and time when you're learning such a deep sugya? It's just, impossible. As a matter of fact, it would be absurd to know what time it was when you're delving into such a deep time. Anyway, what we'll have to do is, cover most of Makor Sheet 3. The Holy Name of Talmud Torah next time. I'll throw in a few more Makoros and brackets for those who want to see a few more shittas about Talmud Torah. You can always think about it a little more deeply. And we'll go on next time. We're not going to go on to Chutz B'nei Yayin. We'll finish the Talmud Torah and try to also cop the one line of the Gemara after that about Bor Eish, Lokadors, Rishonim, Dors, Achronim, Bet Machlisin, Pirosim, Dors, Traxmon, etc. That is a very, very deep sugya. You have a lot to say about it. So I'll send out later some makoros about that very deep sugya. And, Echad Amarba, Echad Ha, Echad Amarba, Echad Amamed, and also send out something else. What you start with is, besides the shittas, besides what we've seen about Talmud Torah, also look at the Tosfos Rashi, according to Machlokes, Rabbi Tamar of Apanan, Rabbi Meir of Apanan, a Talmud Torah in general, and I to look at the Or Sameah in the beginning of this Talmud Torah, and the Evan Azel in Hilchos Melachim about Talmud Torah. You should be able to find it. There's only one Evan Azel in Hilchos Melachim about Talmud Torah, but it is in Perek Gimel Halacha Vav. And then go on to the next Gemara, that little piece of the Gemara about how you bring your food into the house. And look at the Me'iri here about this. And the Ritva here about this, and the Rambam and Ravid in the, I think, the third parak of Hilchos Meiser, and the Gemara in the Mitzvah Daf Peches, and I'll send out more. Parak Gimel, I think, Parak Gimel of Meiser, Rambam, Ravid, and the Gemara in the Mitzvah Daf Peches, and that's enough to keep you busy until I send out more. Okay, if anyone has questions, of course, I'm still here.
Ready?
Yes.
Can you switch it around? Starting with Isser and then go to the mitzvah in the hybrid, as opposed to the way it was done.
Well, maybe, but I'm not sure that would.